eat healthy. Don't be like me. You have to eat healthy. So you'll eat. No, you'll eat nine. You'll eat 9 o'clock. You go home and eat supper. 9 o'clock. 9:30. I'll buy you supper. Really? What are you laughing for?
I'll eat one of one.
Yeah, you'll eat one by Schmeitzer. And maybe you'll find a needle in the covet. We'll be able to talk about it. Okay.
It's rusty or if it's not rusty.
What?
If it's rusty or if it's not rusty.
Right, we'll have to talk about. Okay. We're learning. Let's finish up about Heter Iska and Iska. It's a Tuesday night, or Le Yud Zion Iyar. The end of Simen Samach Vav, and we'll learn Seif Yud. Okay, Seif Yud, and we'll finish up. Shtar Iska Lo Mani Lahadir Ela Imo Emes Kainhu. An Iska turns a loan into an investment, but it has to be true. Meaning, now not everybody holds like this, and I'll explain what I mean by that in a moment. He has to really invest the money. He has to put the money into somewhere that it's producing money. It's an investment. LMMS Kadush Notalus Hamos Lasses Boy Saisik. I will remain a notalus hamos, but if he's making a loan, but he's not using the money to put into a business. El Lefroe is a chov, he owes money. He's borrowing money from you to pay up a balchaiv. Or maybe he's buying food in the store. So he's paying an electricity bill with it. As lo mahani shtar iska kivon shehu sheker. That's what the kids of Shulchan Aruch holds. There are achronim that are mekil, and they say that what's the difference? If any money you get to pay your grocery bill frees up, as long as you have anything going on that would be earning you money, so it doesn't have to be that he's lending you the money that's going into the investment pot. Any money you save, because he's paying a bill, or you're paying a bill with that money, so that frees up your money for an investment. So it could become an investment. You know, I'm investing money in your company, and you have to work, and I'm going to free you from your chovos so that you can devote yourself to the work. And that becomes now chatzi milva, chatzi bikodan, and that's considered an investment in the company. I don't. That's what some achronim hold. It's a stretch, but they hold, you could say, it's an investment. I'm investing in your company by paying the people you owe money to so that you have a clear head. That's also, so that's a shayla. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says the Iska has to be true. The money has to be used for an investment that it could grow. What? Well, we talked about that before. I think a house is an investment nowadays. That goof is an investment. Because people, for better or for worse, people look at a house as an investment, not just as a place to live. Like when they buy food, so they buy food to eat. When they buy a house, they buy a house to live in, and they want it to be a good investment.
Or the money for an operation.
That's the same Shiloh, that's what he's saying.
There's nothing else. No possibility of investment. So you shouldn't do it.
You shouldn't do it, or you should go to an expert that knows certain loopholes that might exist that you could. We're talking about for ribbis. You can always borrow money for free. There's no problem with that. We're talking about if you want to charge your ribbis. This sefer that I just bought today for the shul, and he is an expert in Hilchos Ribbis, and he drew up different shtaros for different scenarios. He has something called his Eter Iska Klali, where you write essentially that any money that you ever get should be according to this shtar Iska, and it's like a very all-encompassing, but it's very predictive. He wrote a Sefer Nichlus Ribbis. He wrote how to make a proper heteriska in this pamphlet, and the problems that could exist with a heteriska and how to get around it. It's way beyond the scope of learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But sometimes people are nichshol because they don't know that you can't just snap your fingers and say heteriska. But there's usually solutions to everything. It's one of the highest solution-oriented areas in halacha, is ribbis. What else? I don't know. You know, certain areas in halacha, everybody's looking for the loophole. Like, no one wants to do it.
Not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, right. But ribbis has at least a sociological explanation, as we said. That for many hundreds of years, maybe Jews couldn't do anything else, couldn't earn money only by lending money with interest. So they did it with the goyim, but then they got into the. But then you get into the. Okay, anyway. What? What does that have to do with anything? Yeah, the Rabbanut has a nusach of a heteriska. No, but that doesn't help if you're borrowing money, let's say, for an operation. It's complicated. We can't without it. I'm not going to answer any more questions. You know, you give a whole shia for 6 months on Hilchos Ribbis. Here's a sefer, here's different forms, different problems. You know, there's not. It doesn't lend itself to just quick and easy solutions. It's definitely more problematic than people realize. They think it's a magic wand called Heteriska that's Mata the Issa Ribbis. That's the way we should walk away. That there are problems, big problems, and you have to be able to solve them. And I'm telling you that usually there are solutions. Maybe they're not pretty, and maybe people have forgotten that they're allowed to lend money without Ribbis. That the mitzvahs are law of the Torah to lend money without Ribbis. Okay, be that as it may, you can usually work things out. Okay, so he says that it has to be true that you're using it for investment, but look what you could do. He says, he gives us a trick right now. Reuven needs money, and he has chayra. I feel it b'mokom acher, it's not even here, but he needs money. He could sell it to Shimon at a very cheap price. They can make a kinya chalipin, he's about to say. The thing doesn't have to be for a kinya chalipin. So he sells it to Shimon for a very cheap price. And they make a condition that Reuven, if Reuven doesn't give delivery by a certain time, by a certain date, then he'll buy it back. And that price is a much higher price. He makes a kinyan now. A kinyan now. Right. So that's not ribbis. And you could do that. What? It's a sale. A total sale now. You could sell something cheap. Nothing could stop you. You make a condition. This is why the guy is doing it. He doesn't need 500 pairs of rubber gloves. But you make a condition that if you don't give delivery of the rubber gloves by May 15th, then your mekabel, you're gonna buy, you're meshabbing yourself to buy it back at a much higher rate. You make two total sales with a stipulation. He's giving you an eight. So if you need money and he can't get money unless you pay ribbis, the equivalent of the ribbis, he gives you an eight. So how to do it? The eight is sell him something cheap. Make sure you make a nice kinyan. He's actually kind of the thing. It was a regular transaction, but there's no deliveries. And you say, if I don't deliver it, then I'll buy it back from you at, let's say, at 25% higher than I let you buy it from me. So in effect, you're ending up paying 25% ribbis for those. Yeah, you make a condition. If he doesn't make delivery, he'll buy it back. So Reuven makes a nice sizable profit. He gives him the money, he has to kinyan sudur, because he has to taka be kind of it. L'kiyum ha-megach d'ayinu sh'shimen ha-lakech yidin k'tas mi-bigdol l'ruvein. That's how you do a kinyon sudr. Sh'yitbuz boi v'zochu u'b'zeh o'kainas ha-schayr sh'al-ruvein. Afil sh'loi b'fnei eidim ha-schayr hi b'achriyuso sh'shimen ha-kainer. Because he taka bought it. No, it's correct. This is an eitzah. If you need money and nobody wants to lend you money without ribbis, then there is no iskah. He just got through saying that if you don't really have an investment going on, then you're not allowed to use heter iskah. Heter iskah is only the nusach when v'chein ruvein sif yud aleph, the end of siman samach vav. V'chein ruvein shayichai v'l shimin mos. V'gez man apirol main lo mos for ruvein. He doesn't have money. This Pasha, they reached an agreement. Shimon Yatim Loyezel's man. Shimon will wait for his money. Now you're in Reba's territory. Is he going to take anything for waiting for his money? The Gam came to say, Takana Mishtar Iska. Because there's no money being invested. Ela Sheruven Yimka, the Shimon is a Schor, Sheyesh, the boyfriend of Nahal, the way we said before. V'shimon yachzol loyas hashtar choyv shoyol loyolov b'kvor v'ruben yitnu loy hashtar l'aschoyr asher konam yitnu b'afan anal. I'm not following, but it all works out. The note says that Reuben is selling the merchandise to Shimon at a low price, and if Reuben doesn't deliver it, Reuben is selling to Shimon, and Reuben doesn't deliver it, then Reuben will buy it, pay him a higher price for it. Until you can work it out. There's a loophole. This is called a loophole. It's like Mechiras Chometz. Yisrael Shinois Chavera Behema Lagadla to raise it and they'll divide the profits. Dina Kavai Shemos like most biscuits, like he gave the money to invest. And there's a problem. He has to pay him a little for his time and his work and his energy, etc. Okay.